Every spring I watch the same story play out. New homesteaders buy dozens of plants, till acres of land install complex irrigation systems. By August, half their garden is dead. They spend winter wondering what went wrong. I learned this lesson the hard way during my first season, when I planted 47 different crops and harvested 3 zucchini and some bitter lettuce. Here's what I discovered after 15 years of homestead trial and error. The secret to self-sufficient food production comes down to 4 vegetables and 3 fruits. Master these 7 crops and you'll feed your family year-round without breaking your back or your budget. Ignore them and you'll join the ranks of burned-out gardeners who give up after one season. These crops grow in poor soil, resist most pests, require minimal water, and produce massive yields. Some harvest in 30 days. Others keep producing for months with zero maintenance. The best part is you already know how to grow them. Your grandmother did it with nothing but a shovel and rainwater. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave a comment. The next story might change your mind. Don't miss a single turn. Chapter 1. The Foundation Vegetables That Never Fail. The most productive homestead gardens start with 3 vegetable families that practically grow themselves. These plants survive thousands of years without human intervention. They'll survive your learning curve too. Understanding these crops forms the backbone of sustainable food production because they deliver maximum nutrition with minimal input. Radishes lead the survival garden revolution. Plant these small red globes in March and harvest crisp roots by May. No other crop delivers food this fast. I direct sow radish seeds every 2 weeks from early spring through fall. Each planting takes 5 minutes. Each harvest feeds my family for days. The technique reveals why radishes succeed where other crops fail. These fast-growing roots thrive in loose soil that would challenge larger vegetables. They germinate in temperatures as low as 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This cold tolerance means you start harvesting fresh food weeks before summer crops even get planted. Proper spacing determines success more than soil fertility. Drop seeds 1/2 inch deep and 2 inches apart. Closer spacing produces small, woody roots. Wider spacing wastes garden space without improving quality. The 2-inch rule creates perfect marble-sized radishes in 3 to 4 weeks. Water management requires attention only during germination. Soak seeds once after planting. Then ignore them until harvest unless drought conditions persist longer than 2 weeks. Overwatering splits roots and encourages disease. Underwatering produces hot, bitter flavors that make radishes inedible. Succession planting extends the harvest season through strategic timing. Start the first planting 4 weeks before your last expected frost. Plant new rows every 2 to 3 weeks through early fall. Stop planting 8 weeks before your first expected fall frost. This schedule provides fresh radishes from April through October in most climates. Harvest timing affects both quality and storage life. Pull radishes when roots reach marble size, typically 20 to 30 days after planting. Leave them longer, and they develop woody centers and bitter flavors. Check readiness by gently brushing soil away from the top of one root. If it measures 3/4 of an inch across, the whole row is ready. The storage potential makes radishes valuable beyond fresh eating. Harvested roots keep in the refrigerator for 2 weeks when stored properly. Remove the leafy tops immediately after harvest. Store roots in perforated plastic bags in the vegetable crisper. This simple preservation extends your harvest season without additional processing. Leafy greens produce more food per square foot than any other crop. Lettuce, spinach, and arugula grow in cool weather when other plants fail. These plants thrive in partial shade and poor soil. They require minimal water and no fertilizer. This makes them perfect for challenging growing conditions that would stress heat-loving vegetables. The secret lies in their shallow root systems and rapid growth cycles. Most leafy greens develop extensive root networks in the top 4 inches of soil. This allows them to capture nutrients and moisture efficiently without competing with deeper-rooted plants. Their quick maturation means they establish, grow, and harvest before weeds gain a foothold. Arugula deserves special attention because it grows in any season with minimal care. This peppery green tolerates both spring frosts and summer heat better than lettuce or spinach. Seeds germinate in soil temperatures from 40 to 85 degrees Fahrenheit. This wide temperature range means you plant arugula almost year-round in moderate climates. Direct seeding eliminates transplant shock and reduces labor costs. Scatter seeds across prepared soil like feeding chickens. rake lightly to cover without burying seeds too deeply. Seeds need light to germinate properly. Heavy soil covering prevents emergence and wastes seed. Harvest techniques maximize production from minimal space. Cut outer leaves when plants reach 4 inches tall. Inner leaves continue growing for 6 to 8 weeks. This cut-and-come-again method provides continuous harvests without replanting. One seeding supplies fresh salads through an entire season. Lettuce requires more attention than arugula, but still ranks among the easiest crops to grow. Choose varieties suited to your growing season for best results. Cool season types like Buttercrunch mature quickly in spring and fall. Heat-tolerant varieties extend harvests through summer months. Spacing affects both yield and plant health. Plant transplants 6 inches apart or thin direct-seeded plants to 4 inches. Closer spacing reduces air circulation and increases disease pressure. Wider spacing wastes valuable garden real estate without improving individual plant performance. Succession planting provides steady harvests without overwhelming abundance. Plant new rows every 2 weeks during favorable growing seasons. Each planting supplies fresh lettuce for 4 to 6 weeks. Staggered maturity prevents waste and ensures steady production. Spinach handles cold better than lettuce, but bolts quickly in warm weather. This makes timing critical for successful spinach production. Plant in early spring when soil temperature reaches 35 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Make second plantings in late summer for fall harvests. Avoid midsummer plantings unless you live in northern regions with cool summers. Cold-hardy varieties extend the growing season in harsh climates. Bloomsdale long-standing and space varieties tolerate temperatures down to 15 degrees Fahrenheit. These tough varieties provide fresh greens through winter in mild climates. They also produce earlier spring harvests when planted before the ground freezes. Harvest entire spinach plants when leaves reach full size. Unlike lettuce and arugula, spinach produces one flush of leaves then bolts to seed. Cut plants at soil level for easiest harvesting. Roots left in soil decompose quickly and add organic matter. Potatoes deliver more calories per square foot than wheat or corn. These underground powerhouses feed families through long winters. They store for months without processing or energy inputs. One seed potato produces 5 to 10 full-sized potatoes. This multiplication factor makes potatoes among the most productive crops for survival gardening. Traditional potato growing requires excessive labor and soil preparation. Forget deep planting, constant hilling, and backbreaking harvest techniques. Modern no-till methods eliminate most of this work while producing superior results. The key lies in understanding how potatoes actually grow and adapting techniques to support natural processes. The straw method revolutionizes potato production for small-scale growers. This technique eliminates digging while improving harvest quality and storage life. Place seed potatoes directly on soil surface. Cover with 6 inches of loose straw or leaves. Add more organic matter as plants grow. Soil preparation requires minimal effort compared to traditional methods. Clear weeds from the planting area. Loosen surface soil with a rake or hoe. Add compost or aged manure if available. The goal is creating a moisture-retentive surface that seed potatoes can rest on comfortably. Seed potato preparation affects emergence speed and plant health. Purchase certified disease-free seed potatoes from reputable suppliers. Avoid grocery store potatoes treated with sprouting inhibitors. Cut large seed potatoes into pieces with at least 2 eyes each. Allow cut surfaces to dry for 24 hours before planting. Chitting speeds emergence and extends the growing season. Place seed potatoes in a bright, cool location 4 to 6 weeks before planting. Eyes develop strong shoots during this period. Plant when shoots reach 1 inch long. This pre-sprouting technique advances harvest dates by 2 to 3 weeks. Planting timing balances soil warmth with frost protection. Plant when soil temperature reaches 45 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit. This occurs about 2 weeks before your last expected frost in most areas. Earlier planting risks rot in cold, wet soil. Later planting reduces total growing season and final yields. Spacing determines both plant health and harvest convenience. Place seed potatoes 12 inches apart in rows 30 inches wide. Closer spacing increases competition and reduces potato size. Wider spacing wastes mulch materials and increases weed pressure. The 12-inch spacing optimizes production while simplifying maintenance. Mulch management determines harvest success and storage quality. Start with 6 inches of loose straw immediately after planting. Add more material as green shoots emerge. Maintain 4 to 6 inches of coverage over developing tubers. Insufficient mulch allows potatoes to turn green from light exposure. Proper mulch materials affect both plant health and soil improvement. Use straw rather than hay to avoid weed seeds. Pine needles work well in acidic soil areas. Shredded leaves provide excellent results if chopped small enough. Avoid fresh grass clippings that mat down and exclude air. Watering requirements remain minimal with proper mulch coverage. Deep watering once weekly during dry periods suffices for established plants. Morning watering allows foliage to dry before evening. Avoid overhead sprinklers that wet foliage and encourage disease. Drip irrigation or soaker hoses work best for consistent moisture. Harvest timing affects both yield and storage quality. Begin harvesting when plants flower. These new potatoes have tender skins and sweet flavors. Main harvest occurs after foliage dies back naturally. Wait 2 weeks after foliage death for skins to toughen. This delay improves storage life significantly. Storage preparation extends the harvest season through winter months. Brush soil from harvested potatoes but avoid washing. Cure in a dark, ventilated area for 1 week. This process toughens skins and heals minor cuts. Store in cool, dark locations with good air circulation. Properly stored potatoes last 6 to 8 months. The mathematics of potato production make them essential for food security. One family needs approximately 100 pounds of potatoes annually for basic nutrition. Plant 40 seed potatoes in a 4 by 10 foot area to meet this goal. Each seed potato costs 25 to 50 cents, but produces 2 to 5 pounds of food. This return on investment exceeds most other garden crops. Variety selection affects both growing ease and storage life. Early varieties like Red Pontiac mature in 70 to 90 days. These provide fresh eating during summer months. Late varieties like German Butterball require 110 to 130 days, but store through winter. Plant both types for year-round potato supply. Disease prevention requires attention to basic sanitation and crop rotation. Purchase certified seed potatoes to avoid introducing diseases. Rotate potato plantings to different areas each year. Wait 3 years before replanting the same area. This rotation breaks disease cycles and maintains soil health. Timing determines success more than technique or soil fertility. Plant radishes and leafy greens 4 weeks before your last expected frost. These cold-hardy crops tolerate light frosts and actually improve in flavor after exposure to cold temperatures. Early planting captures the ideal growing conditions of cool, moist spring weather. Soil temperature guides planting decisions more accurately than calendar dates. Use a soil thermometer to measure temperature at 4-inch depth. Radishes and leafy greens germinate when soil reaches 35 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Potatoes require soil temperatures of 45 to 50 degrees for reliable sprouting. Frost tolerance varies significantly among these foundation crops. Radishes and spinach survive temperatures down to 25 degrees Fahrenheit. Arugula and lettuce tolerate light frosts to 30 degrees. Young potato plants die at 32 degrees but regrow from unharmed tubers. Understanding these limits helps plan protection strategies. Succession planting extends harvest seasons without increasing workloads. Plant small amounts every 2 to 3 weeks during favorable growing periods. This provides steady harvests rather than overwhelming abundance. It also spreads risk across multiple plantings. If one planting fails, others continue producing. Season extension techniques multiply productive months without expensive infrastructure. Row covers protect plants from late spring and early fall frosts. These lightweight fabrics add 5 to 10 degrees of protection. Cold frames extend growing seasons by 4 to 6 weeks on both ends. Even simple plastic tunnels provide significant protection. Microclimate management optimizes growing conditions within your property. Plant against south-facing walls for extra warmth. Use raised beds for improved drainage and faster soil warming. Position plantings near water features that moderate temperature swings. These small adjustments create favorable growing conditions. Record keeping improves results through systematic observation. Note planting dates, varieties, and weather conditions. Track emergence rates, growth patterns, and harvest dates. Document pest problems and successful treatments. This information guides future decisions and prevents repeated mistakes. Start small your first season to build confidence and skills. Plant 1 4-by-8-foot bed with these 3-crop families. This manageable size allows close observation and easy maintenance. Expand only after mastering the basics of timing, spacing, and harvest techniques. Most beginning gardeners fail because they plant too much too early. The mathematics support starting small for maximum learning. 40 radish plants provide fresh food for 1 month. 20 lettuce plants supply salads for 6 weeks. 40 potato plants yield enough carbohydrates for winter storage. This combination fits comfortably in 200 square feet. Weekly maintenance requires less than 1 hour. Success metrics focus on learning rather than production volume. Measure germination rates to evaluate seed quality and planting techniques. Track days from seeding to harvest for timing future plantings. Calculate yield per square foot to identify your most productive crops. These measurements guide expansion decisions. Soil improvement occurs naturally through these crop rotations. Radish roots break up compacted soil layers. Leafy green roots add organic matter when decomposed in place. Potato mulches decompose into rich humus. Each season leaves soil more fertile and easier to work. The foundation vegetables work together to create sustainable growing systems. Plant radishes and lettuce in early spring. Follow with potatoes in late spring. Succession plant more radishes and greens through summer and fall. This rotation maximizes soil use while maintaining productivity. Each crop improves conditions for the next. Chapter 2, Summer Squash, the Homestead Workhorse. Summer squash transforms small gardens into food production powerhouses through sheer productivity and reliability. One zucchini plant produces 5 to 15 pounds of food per season. 2 plants feed a family of 4 with surplus for preservation. This productivity per square foot exceeds nearly every other vegetable crop. The key lies in understanding squash biology and optimizing growing conditions for maximum output. Zucchini succeeds where other crops fail because of its adaptability and resilience. These heat-loving plants tolerate poor soil conditions that would stress most vegetables. They grow successfully in soil pH ranging from 6.0 to 7.5. This wide tolerance eliminates the need for precise soil amendments. Irregular watering patterns that kill tomatoes and peppers barely affect established zucchini plants. The rapid growth cycle provides multiple advantages for homestead food production. Seeds germinate in soil temperatures as low as 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Seedlings emerge within 7 to 10 days under favorable conditions. Plants reach flowering size in 30 to 40 days. First harvests begin 50 to 55 days after planting. This speed allows multiple plantings per season and quick recovery from setbacks. Direct seeding eliminates transplant shock while reducing labor and costs. Squash roots develop extensive systems that dislike disturbance. Transplanted seedlings often stall for 2 to 3 weeks while establishing new roots. Direct seeded plants grow continuously without interruption. They also develop stronger root systems that support heavier production. Site preparation requires minimal effort compared to other vegetable crops. Choose locations receiving 6 to 8 hours of direct sunlight daily. Morning sun is particularly important for drying dew and preventing fungal diseases. Afternoon shade can be tolerated in hot climates where excessive heat stresses plants. Wind protection helps prevent stem breakage and reduces moisture loss. Soil preparation focuses on drainage rather than fertility. Squash plants prefer well-drained soil that warms quickly in spring. Heavy clay soils can be improved by adding compost or aged manure. Sandy soils benefit from organic matter to improve water retention. Raised beds provide excellent drainage while warming faster than ground-level plantings. Organic matter additions support long-term soil improvement and plant health. Work 2 to 4 inches of finished compost into planting areas. This provides slow-release nutrients throughout the growing season. Aged manure supplies additional nutrients while improving soil structure. Avoid fresh manure that can burn young plants and encourage excessive leaf growth. Planting technique affects both germination rates and final plant spacing. Create small hills or raised areas 3 feet apart. This spacing accommodates the mature plant size while allowing air circulation. Plant 3 to 4 seeds per hill, 1 inch deep. Space seeds 4 to 6 inches apart within each hill. This provides backup plants in case some seeds fail to germinate. Seed selection determines both plant size and harvest characteristics. Bush varieties stay compact while producing full-sized fruit. These work well in small gardens and containers. Vining types require more space, but often produce higher total yields. Choose disease-resistant varieties to reduce maintenance requirements. Popular bush varieties include Black Beauty, 8 Ball, and Patio Star. Germination timing balances soil warmth with growing season length. Plant seeds after soil temperature reaches 65 degrees Fahrenheit consistently. This typically occurs 1 to 2 weeks after your last expected frost. Earlier planting risks poor germination in cold soil. Later planting reduces total growing season and harvest potential. Water management during establishment affects long-term plant health. Keep soil consistently moist, but not waterlogged during germination. Seeds may rot in saturated soil conditions. Once seedlings emerge, reduce watering frequency but increase volume per application. This encourages deep root development that supports drought tolerance. Thinning young plants improves air circulation and reduces competition. Remove weaker seedlings when plants reach 4 inches tall. Leave the strongest plant per hill for bush varieties. Vining types can support 2 plants per hill if space allows. Cut unwanted seedlings at soil level rather than pulling them. This prevents root damage to remaining plants. Harvest technique determines both fruit quality and total production over the growing season. Check plants daily once fruit production begins. Young zucchini can double in size overnight during peak growing periods. Optimal harvest size ranges from 6 to 8 inches for most varieties. Smaller fruit tastes more tender while larger fruit becomes tough and seedy. Daily harvesting maintains peak production throughout the season. Plants naturally slow flower production when mature fruit remains on the vine. This evolutionary mechanism preserves plant energy for seed production. Regular harvesting tricks plants into continuous flowering and fruiting. Skip harvesting for 3 days and production drops significantly. Proper harvesting tools prevent plant damage and disease transmission. Use a sharp knife to cut stems rather than twisting fruit free. Clean cuts heal quickly and resist infection. Dull cuts or tears provide entry points for bacteria and fungi. Clean tools between plants if any disease symptoms are present. Timing of daily harvest affects both fruit quality and storage life. Morning harvesting provides fruit with maximum water content and crispness. Stems contain higher moisture levels in morning hours. Evening harvests often result in tougher fruit with reduced storage life. Very early morning harvesting avoids heat stress on both plants and harvester. Fruit size affects both eating quality and plant productivity. 6-inch zucchini provides optimal tenderness and flavor. 8-inch fruit remains acceptable for most uses. 10-inch fruit becomes tough and develops large seeds. 12-inch fruit should be composted rather than eaten. These oversized fruit also signal plants to reduce new flower production. Blossom management increases both fruit set and harvest volume. Male flowers appear first, followed by female flowers with small fruit attached. Both types are edible and considered delicacies. Harvest some male flowers for cooking without affecting fruit production. Female flowers can be harvested with tiny attached fruit. This blossom harvesting provides additional food while maintaining plant productivity. Successive planting extends harvest seasons while managing plant diseases and pest pressure. Plant new seeds every 4 weeks through midsummer. This provides continuous harvests as older plants decline. It also spreads risk across multiple plantings. If one planting succumbs to pests or disease, others continue producing. Plant timing for successive crops requires attention to growing season length. Calculate backwards from your first expected fall frost. Allow 60 to 70 days from planting to final harvest. This determines your last practical planting date. Later plantings rarely mature before cold weather kills them. Focus final plantings on early maturing varieties. Pest pressure reduction occurs naturally through successive planting schedules. Cucumber beetles prefer older, established plants. Young plantings often escape serious damage. Squash vine borers attack plants during specific periods. Multiple plantings spread this risk across several months. Some plantings avoid peak pest periods entirely. Disease management improves with planned plant replacement strategies. Powdery mildew typically appears on older plants first. Bacterial wilt spreads slowly through established plantings. Young plants resist most diseases better than stressed older ones. Replacing plants every 6 to 8 weeks maintains healthy, productive gardens. Container growing maximizes space efficiency while simplifying maintenance. Use containers at least 15 gallons for bush varieties. 20-gallon containers support better growth and higher yields. Larger containers retain moisture longer and require less frequent watering. They also provide more root space for extensive squash root systems. Container soil preparation differs from ground planting requirements. Use quality potting mix rather than garden soil. Garden soil becomes too heavy and drains poorly in containers. Add compost to commercial potting mixes for slow-release nutrition. Avoid mixes containing water-retaining crystals that can cause root rot. Drainage becomes critical for container success with squash plants. Drill additional holes in container bottoms if needed. Use pot feet or blocks to elevate containers above standing water. Check drainage by watering thoroughly and observing runoff. Water should drain freely without pooling in saucers. Poor drainage kills more container plants than drought stress. Watering container plants requires attention to both frequency and volume. Check soil moisture daily during hot weather. Water when the top inch of soil feels dry. Apply water slowly until it runs from drainage holes. This ensures complete soil saturation. Avoid frequent light watering that encourages shallow root systems. Fertilization needs increase for container-grown plants compared to ground plantings. Nutrients leach from containers faster than garden soil. Use slow-release granular fertilizers at planting time. Supplement with liquid fertilizers every 2 weeks during active growth. High nitrogen fertilizers promote excessive leaf growth at expense of fruit production. Balance fertilizers like October 10th tend support both foliage and fruiting. Wind protection becomes more important for container plants than ground plantings. Containers dry out faster in windy conditions. They also tip over more easily during storms. Position containers in protected locations when possible. Stake tall plants to prevent wind damage. Move containers to shelter during severe weather. Vertical growing techniques save space while improving plant health and harvest convenience. Train zucchini plants up sturdy stakes or trellises. This saves 75% of ground space compared to traditional sprawling growth. Vertical growing also improves air circulation around plants. Better airflow reduces fungal diseases that thrive in humid conditions. Support structure construction requires planning for mature plant weight. Squash plants with fruit load can weigh 50 to 100 pounds. Use robust materials like electrical conduit or pressure-treated lumber. Drive stakes at least 18 inches into soil for stability. Space stakes every 8 to 10 feet along planting rows. Training techniques guide plant growth without causing damage. Tie stems loosely with soft cloth strips or plant ties. Avoid wire or string that cuts into growing stems. Support heavy fruit with slings made from old t-shirts or pantyhose. Check ties weekly and adjust as stems grow thicker. Pruning enhances vertical growing success while maintaining production. Remove lower leaves to improve air circulation. This reduces disease pressure and pest habitat. Pinch growing tips when plants reach trellis top. This redirects energy into fruit production rather than continued vine growth. Remove damaged or diseased leaves promptly. Harvest advantages multiply with vertical growing systems. Fruit hangs free from soil contact, reducing rot and pest damage. Cleaning and harvesting become easier at standing height. Air circulation around fruit improves quality and storage life. Fruit shape improves when hanging rather than resting on soil. Simple maintenance practices prevent most serious problems while maximizing harvest quality. Water at soil level to keep leaves dry. Wet foliage encourages fungal diseases that can kill plants. Morning watering allows any moisture on leaves to dry quickly. Drip irrigation or soaker hoses provide ideal watering methods. Mulching reduces both water needs and weed competition. Apply 2 to 3 inches of organic mulch around plants. Keep mulch away from plant stems to prevent pest harboring. Straw, shredded leaves, or grass clippings work well. Mulch conserves soil moisture and suppresses weed growth. It also adds organic matter as it decomposes. Pest monitoring enables early intervention before serious damage occurs. Check plants weekly for cucumber beetles and squash bugs. Look for eggs on leaf undersides and remove them. Handpicking works well for small pest populations. Row covers protect young plants from flying insects. Remove covers when flowering begins to allow pollination. Disease prevention focuses on cultural practices rather than chemical treatments. Space plants adequately for good air circulation. Avoid overhead watering that spreads fungal spores. remove infected plant material promptly. Rotate squash family crops to different areas each year. Clean tools between plants when disease is present. Soil fertility maintenance supports continuous production throughout the season. Side dress plants with compost every 4 weeks. This provides steady nutrition without salt buildup. Avoid high nitrogen fertilizers that promote excessive leaf growth. Watch for yellowing leaves that indicate nutrient deficiency. Respond quickly to prevent production loss. The reward for minimal effort compounds throughout the growing season. 2 zucchini plants occupy 12 square feet and produce 20 to 40 pounds of food. This productivity exceeds most other vegetable crops. Surplus production supports preservation through freezing, dehydrating, or fermentation. Well-managed plants continue producing until frost kills them. This extended harvest season maximizes return on minimal investment. Chapter 3: The Bean and Pea Alliance. Legumes serve dual purposes in survival gardens by producing protein-rich food while improving soil fertility for future crops. These nitrogen-fixing plants reduce fertilizer requirements while providing essential nutrients often lacking in plant-based diets. They also rank among the easiest vegetables to grow from seed to harvest. Understanding the biological advantages of legumes transforms them from simple vegetables into integral components of sustainable food systems. Green beans require zero maintenance after establishment, making them ideal for beginning gardeners. Bush varieties eliminate the need for trellises or support structures. These compact plants mature uniformly within a concentrated time period. Plant seeds directly in garden soil after soil temperature reaches 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Space seeds 4 inches apart in rows 18 inches wide. Water until germination, then ignore them until harvest time. The self-sufficiency of bean plants stems from their nitrogen-fixing capability. Root nodules house beneficial bacteria that convert atmospheric nitrogen into plant-available forms. This biological process reduces or eliminates fertilizer requirements. Over-fertilization actually reduces bean production by encouraging excessive leaf growth. Rich soils often produce beautiful plants with few pods. Bush bean varieties provide concentrated harvests ideal for preservation activities. Most bush types mature in 50 to 60 days from planting. They produce their entire crop over 2 to 3 weeks. This concentrated production simplifies harvest scheduling and batch processing. 1 30-foot row typically yields 15 to 20 pounds of fresh beans. This quantity supports both fresh eating and preservation for winter use. Seed selection affects both growing ease and harvest quality. Choose varieties adapted to your climate and growing season length. Provider, Bush Blue Lake, and Cherokee Trail of Tears represent reliable heirloom varieties. These open-pollinated types produce consistent results while allowing seed saving. Hybrid varieties may yield slightly more, but cannot be saved for future seasons. Planting technique influences both germination rates and plant spacing. Create furrows 1 inch deep using a hoe or garden rake. Drop seeds at proper spacing, then cover with loose soil. Firm soil gently to ensure good seed-to-soil contact. Water thoroughly after planting, then wait for emergence. Beans typically germinate within 7 to 14 days, depending on soil temperature. Succession planting extends bush bean harvests throughout the growing season. Plant new rows every 2 to 3 weeks through midsummer. This provides continuous harvests rather than overwhelming abundance. Plan final plantings 10 weeks before first expected frost. Later plantings rarely mature before cold weather kills them. Focus final plantings on quick maturing varieties. Pole beans produce higher total yields but require support infrastructure and longer growing seasons. These climbing varieties yield continuously for 8 to 10 weeks. Individual plants produce 1 to 2 pounds of beans per season. The extended harvest period provides steady supplies for fresh eating. Total production per square foot often exceeds bush types when vertical space is utilized. Support system construction determines both plant health and harvest convenience. Drive 8-foot posts into ground at row ends. String heavy wire or rope between posts at 1-foot intervals. Alternatively, create individual poles for each planting hill. Use sturdy materials capable of supporting mature plants loaded with fruit. Weak supports fail during storms and destroy entire crops. Planting methods for pole beans differ slightly from bush varieties. Plant seeds 6 inches apart at base of trellises or supports. For teepee-style supports, plant 4 to 6 seeds around each pole. provide adequate spacing between poles to prevent overcrowding. Plants climb naturally without training when proper supports are provided. Guide wayward vines during early growth if necessary. Variety selection affects both production patterns and harvest characteristics. Kentucky Wonder and Scarlet Runner beans top productivity charts. These varieties handle heat, drought, and poor soil while producing restaurant-quality pods. Scarlet Runner produces beautiful red flowers that attract beneficial insects. This dual-purpose nature adds aesthetic value to productive gardens. Training techniques optimize both space usage and plant health. Allow vines to climb naturally rather than forcing them onto supports. Pinch growing tips when plants reach trellis tops. This redirects energy into pod production rather than continued vine growth. Remove damaged or diseased foliage promptly to maintain plant health. Peas thrive in cool weather when other crops struggle, extending productive seasons at both ends. Plant these cold-hardy legumes 4 to 6 weeks before last expected frost. They germinate in soil temperatures as low as 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This early planting window provides food when fresh vegetables are scarce and expensive. Peas also provide nitrogen for warm season crops planted later in the same locations. Cool season advantages make peas valuable for climate adaptation strategies. Plants tolerate light frosts that kill warm season vegetables. They actually improve in flavor after exposure to cool temperatures. This cold tolerance extends growing seasons in challenging climates. Fall plantings often outperform spring crops because soil conditions are more favorable. Snow peas and snap peas offer superior returns for homestead gardens compared to shelling varieties. These types produce edible pods that require no processing. Harvest occurs when pods reach full size, but before seeds mature inside. Young tender pods provide the best eating quality and encourage continued production. One picking can yield several pounds from a short row. Planting timing requires attention to both soil temperature and season length. Spring plantings begin when soil temperature reaches 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This typically occurs 6 to 8 weeks before last frost in most climates. Fall plantings require calculating backwards from first expected frost. Allow 60 to 70 days from planting to harvest for most varieties. Support requirements for peas remain simpler than pole bean systems. Most varieties climb 4 to 6 feet tall. Lightweight materials like bamboo poles or wire mesh work adequately. String or twine supports work for short varieties. Provide supports at planting time rather than waiting for plants to sprawl. Early support prevents root damage from later installation. Direct seeding prevents transplant shock while reducing labor and costs for both crops. Bean and pea roots develop extensive systems that dislike disturbance. Transplanted seedlings often stall for several weeks while establishing new roots. Direct seeded plants grow continuously without interruption. They also develop stronger root systems that support better production. Soil preparation focuses on drainage and organic matter rather than high fertility. Both crops prefer well-drained soil that warms quickly in spring. Heavy clay soils benefit from compost additions to improve structure. Sandy soils need organic matter to improve water retention. Avoid fresh manure that can burn seeds and young plants. Seed treatment improves germination rates and plant health in challenging conditions. Inoculate seeds with appropriate rhizobia bacteria before planting. These beneficial microorganisms form nitrogen-fixing nodules on roots. Pre-soaking seeds for 2 to 4 hours speeds germination. Avoid soaking longer than 8 hours as seeds may begin rotting. Planting depth affects both germination speed and plant establishment. Plant bean seeds 1 inch deep in most soil types. Deeper planting delays emergence and may cause rot. Shallow planting risks drying out before roots establish. Pea seeds require 2 inch planting depth for proper establishment. Deeper planting provides better anchorage for climbing vines. Succession planting strategies maximize harvests while spreading risk across multiple plantings. Plant bush beans every 2 to 3 weeks during favorable growing periods. Each planting provides harvests for 2 to 3 weeks. This staggered maturity prevents overwhelming abundance while ensuring steady supplies. Total season production increases compared to single large plantings. Risk management improves through diversified planting schedules. Weather damage to one planting rarely affects all plantings. Pest outbreaks typically target specific growth stages. Multiple plantings spread this risk across several months. Some plantings may escape serious pest pressure entirely. labor management becomes more efficient with planned succession schedules. Harvest workload spreads over many weeks rather than concentrated periods. This prevents waste from overwhelming harvests. It also allows time for proper preservation activities. Processing small batches maintains food quality better than rushing through large quantities. Season extension through succession planting requires attention to both timing and variety selection. Early plantings capture cool spring conditions ideal for peas. Late plantings take advantage of cool fall weather. Summer plantings require heat-tolerant varieties in most climates. Choose varieties with appropriate maturity times for each planting window. Harvest timing affects both eating quality and continued production for both crop families. Pick beans and peas every 2 to 3 days during peak production periods. Young tender pods provide the best eating quality. Mature pods become tough and stringy. Regular harvesting also stimulates continued flower production. Plants naturally reduce flowering when mature pods remain on vines. Quality indicators help determine optimal harvest timing. Bean pods should snap crisply when bent. Seeds inside should be small and underdeveloped. Pea pods should feel plump but not hard. Snow peas harvest when pods reach full size but remain flat. Snap peas harvest when pods swell but remain tender. Harvest technique prevents plant damage while maintaining production. Use both hands when picking to avoid pulling plants. Cut stems with scissors if pods resist gentle pulling. Harvest during cool morning hours when plants contain maximum moisture. Avoid harvesting when plants are wet from rain or dew. Wet conditions spread bacterial and fungal diseases. Storage and preservation extend harvest value beyond fresh eating seasons. Fresh beans and peas store in refrigerators for 5 to 7 days. Blanching and freezing preserves quality for 8 to 12 months. Dehydrating provides long-term storage without energy requirements. Fermentation creates value-added products with enhanced nutrition. The nitrogen-fixing benefit extends beyond current season production into future soil fertility. Root nodules contain beneficial bacteria that convert atmospheric nitrogen into plant-available forms. This biological process continues throughout the growing season. When plants die, nodules release accumulated nitrogen for other plants. This natural fertilizer reduces input costs for subsequent crops. Soil improvement occurs naturally through legume root systems and plant residues. Extensive root networks add organic matter when decomposed. Deep taproots bring nutrients from subsoil layers to surface. Plant residues contain higher nitrogen levels than most other crop families. This combination improves soil structure, fertility, and biological activity. Crop rotation strategies maximize nitrogen-fixing benefits for entire garden systems. Follow legumes with nitrogen-hungry crops like corn or leafy greens. This utilizes released nitrogen efficiently. Avoid following legumes with other nitrogen fixers. Space legume plantings throughout garden areas to spread benefits. Long-term soil building results from consistent legume integration into garden rotations. Annual nitrogen inputs reduce commercial fertilizer requirements. Soil organic matter increases gradually over multiple seasons. Biological activity improves as beneficial microorganisms establish. These changes create self-sustaining soil fertility systems. The mathematical advantages of legume production support their central role in survival gardens. Bush beans produce 1 to 2 pounds per square foot of garden space. Pole beans yield 2 to 3 pounds per square foot when vertical space is included. Fresh beans provide complete proteins when combined with grains. Dried beans store for years without processing or energy inputs. This combination of productivity, nutrition, and storage life makes legumes essential for food security. Chapter 4, Easy Care Fruit Production. Fruit production traditionally requires years of patience, complex pruning knowledge, and intensive pest management. Three berry crops break this pattern by producing food quickly with minimal intervention. These perennial plants establish, once then provide decades of harvests with basic care. Understanding their natural growth patterns eliminates most complications while maximizing production. Strawberries produce fruit within months of planting, making them the fastest berry crop for immediate returns. June-bearing varieties yield one large harvest in early summer. Day-neutral types produce smaller amounts continuously through the growing season. Both types establish quickly in diverse growing conditions. This rapid establishment provides returns on investment within the first growing season. The biological advantages of strawberries stem from their shallow root systems and efficient reproduction strategies. Roots concentrate in the top 8 inches of soil where nutrients and moisture are most available. This shallow rooting makes them drought sensitive, but also responsive to irrigation and fertilization. Plants reproduce through runners that create genetic copies of productive mother plants. This natural cloning ensures consistent fruit quality and plant performance. Site selection affects both plant health and harvest convenience. Choose locations receiving 8 hours of direct sunlight daily. Morning sun is particularly important for drying dew and preventing fungal diseases. Avoid low areas where cold air settles and frost damage occurs. Raised beds provide excellent drainage while improving soil warming in spring. Soil preparation focuses on drainage and organic matter rather than high fertility. Strawberries prefer slightly acidic soil with pH between 5.5 and 6.8. Well-drained soil prevents root rot that kills many strawberry plantings. Add 2 to 4 inches of finished compost to improve soil structure. This organic matter improves both water retention and drainage. Planting technique affects both establishment success and long-term productivity. Plant with crowns at soil level rather than buried deep. Buried crowns rot while exposed crowns dry out and die. Space plants 12 to 18 inches apart to allow for runner development. This spacing provides room for natural expansion while preventing overcrowding. Planting timing balances establishment needs with production goals. Spring planting works best in most climates. Plant after soil workability improves, but before hot weather stresses new plants. Fall planting works in mild climates where winter temperatures stay above 10 degrees Fahrenheit. Fall planted strawberries establish better root systems for following year production. Runner management determines both current production and future garden expansion. Plants produce long stems called runners that form new plants at their tips. These natural clones maintain the genetic characteristics of productive mother plants. Pin runners to soil surface with small stones or wire loops. New plants root within 4 to 6 weeks under favorable conditions. Runner positioning affects both root establishment and garden organization. Allow runners to root in designated areas for organized plantings. Remove runners growing into pathways or other crop areas. Position new plants 8 to 12 inches from mother plants for optimal spacing. This distance provides adequate growing room while maintaining genetic connections. Production management through runner control balances current harvest with future expansion. Remove all runners during the first growing season to encourage fruit production. This concentrates plant energy into berry development rather than reproduction. Allow selected runners to develop during second and subsequent seasons. This provides replacement plants for aging mother plants. Renovation practices maintain productive plantings for multiple years. Remove old plants after 3 to 4 years of production. Aging plants become less productive and more disease-prone. Replace them with young runner plants from healthy mother plants. This renovation cycle maintains peak production without purchasing new plants. Raspberries rank among the most foolproof fruit crops due to their natural growth patterns and minimal care requirements. These cane fruits tolerate poor soil, partial shade, and irregular care. They produce fruit on second year, canes then die back naturally. This self-pruning characteristic reduces maintenance compared to tree fruits. The natural replacement cycle ensures continuous production with minimal intervention. The cane replacement system simplifies both understanding and management. First year canes grow vegetatively without flowering. Second year canes produce flowers and fruit then die. New first year canes emerge annually from root systems. This continuous cycle maintains plant productivity indefinitely. Variety selection affects both harvest timing and management complexity. Summer-bearing raspberries produce one large crop in July. Fall-bearing types yield twice yearly on different cane systems. Fall varieties often produce more total fruit and handle heat stress better. They also simplify pruning by producing fruit on first-year canes. Site preparation requires minimal effort compared to other fruit crops. Raspberries tolerate soil pH from 5.5 to 7.0. They grow successfully in partial shade where other fruits struggle. Plant canes in early spring while dormant for best establishment. Space plants 3 feet apart in rows 6 feet wide. This spacing allows natural spread while maintaining management access. Planting depth affects both establishment success and long-term productivity. Plant canes at the same depth they grew in nursery containers. Deeper planting may cause crown rot. Shallow planting exposes roots to drying. Proper depth ensures rapid establishment and strong growth. Pruning raspberries requires minimal skill, while dramatically affecting production quality and quantity. The natural cane replacement system guides pruning decisions. Remove dead canes to ground level each winter. Cut weak or diseased growth to prevent problems. Leave 6 to 8 healthy canes per linear foot for optimal production. This simple annual task takes less than 1 hour per 100 feet of row. Pruning timing affects both plant health and next season's production. Winter pruning during dormant season works best for plant health. Remove dead florecans after harvest to improve air circulation. Tip pruning of tall canes prevents wind damage. Avoid heavy pruning that removes too many fruiting buds. Tool selection affects both pruning efficiency and plant health. Use sharp bypass pruners for canes up to 3/4 inch diameter. Loppers handle larger canes more easily. Clean tools between plants if disease is present. Sharp, clean cuts heal quickly and resist infection. Training systems improve both harvest convenience and plant health. Simple post and wire systems support tall canes. This prevents breakage during storms and harvest. It also improves air circulation that reduces disease pressure. Training height of 4 to 5 feet works well for most varieties. Blueberries provide the longest harvest season while requiring the least maintenance once established. Different varieties ripen from June through September. 3 bushes of varied ripening times provide fresh fruit for 12 weeks. These long-lived plants produce for 30 to 50 years with minimal care. The longevity makes initial investment costs negligible over plant lifespans. The acid soil requirement represents the main challenge for successful blueberry culture. These plants need pH between 4.5 and 5.5. Most garden soils require amendment to achieve proper acidity. Test soil pH before planting and adjust accordingly. Sulfur applications lower pH gradually over several months. Organic matter like peat moss provides both acidity and improved soil structure. Soil preparation techniques create optimal growing conditions for long-term success. Create raised beds for improved drainage in heavy soils. Mix equal parts peat moss with existing soil. This combination provides proper pH while improving drainage. Add compost for additional nutrition and biological activity. Proper soil preparation prevents most future problems. Planting timing affects both establishment success and first-year growth. Spring planting works best in most climates. Plant after soil workability improves, but before hot weather stresses new plants. Fall planting works in mild climates with adequate winter protection. Choose planting times that allow root establishment before stress periods. Variety selection affects both harvest timing and cross-pollination requirements. Choose varieties suited to your climate zone. Northern highbush types handle cold best. Southern highbush varieties tolerate heat and humidity. Plant at least 2 varieties for improved fruit set. Different ripening times extend harvest seasons. Spacing affects both individual plant development and management efficiency. Space plants 4 to 6 feet apart for good air circulation. Closer spacing increases disease pressure. Wider spacing wastes garden space without improving production. Proper spacing balances plant health with space efficiency. Container growing expands fruit possibilities while simplifying management for small space gardeners. All 3 berry crops adapt well to large containers. This allows fruit production on patios, decks, and small spaces. It also enables growing in areas with poor soil or drainage problems. Container culture provides complete control over growing conditions. Container size affects both plant health and production potential. Use containers at least 15 gallons for strawberries and raspberries. Blueberries need 20-gallon containers for best production. Larger containers provide more root space and require less frequent watering. They also support larger, more productive plants. Container soil preparation differs significantly from ground planting requirements. Use quality potting mix rather than garden soil. Garden soil becomes too heavy and drains poorly in containers. Add peat moss for blueberries requiring acid conditions. Avoid native soil that may contain diseases or pests. Drainage becomes critical for container success with berry crops. Drill additional holes in container bottoms if necessary. Use pot feet or blocks to elevate containers above standing water. Check drainage by watering thoroughly and observing runoff. Poor drainage kills more container plants than drought stress. Watering container plants requires attention to both frequency and volume. Check soil moisture daily during hot weather. Water when top inch of soil feels dry. Apply water slowly until it runs from drainage holes. Container plants dry out faster than ground plantings. Consistent moisture is particularly important during fruit development. Fertilization needs increase for container-grown plants compared to ground plantings. Nutrients leach from containers faster than garden soil. Use slow-release granular fertilizers at planting time. Supplement with liquid fertilizers monthly during growing season. Avoid over-fertilization that promotes excessive vegetative growth. Minimal pest management keeps plants healthy while avoiding chemical treatments. Birds represent the main threat to ripening berry crops. Protect fruit with lightweight netting or row covers. Remove covers during flowering to allow pollinator access. Replace covers when fruit begins coloring. This physical protection eliminates most bird damage. Netting installation affects both protection effectiveness and harvest convenience. Support netting above plants to prevent birds from reaching through. Secure edges to prevent birds from entering underneath. Use clips or clothespins for easy removal during harvest. Fine mesh works better than large openings. Slug and snail control protects fruit quality without harming beneficial organisms. Apply iron phosphate baits around plants during wet periods. This organic control method poses no threat to beneficial insects or wildlife. Remove damaged fruit promptly to prevent attraction of more pests. Clean cultivation reduces pest habitat. Disease prevention focuses on cultural practices rather than chemical treatments. Space plants properly for good air circulation. This reduces humidity levels that favor fungal diseases. Avoid overhead watering that wets foliage. Remove diseased plant material promptly to prevent spread. These practices prevent most serious disease problems. Natural pest control utilizes beneficial insects and environmental management. Encourage beneficial insects through diverse plantings. Avoid broad-spectrum pesticides that kill beneficial species. Remove plant debris that harbors pests over winter. Crop rotation helps break pest cycles. These approaches maintain natural pest-predator balances. The mathematical advantages of berry production support their central role in sustainable food systems. First-year strawberry plants produce 1 cup of fruit per plant. Mature raspberry canes yield 1 to 2 quarts per plant. Established blueberry bushes produce 5 to 10 pounds annually. This production continues for decades with basic care. The long-term productivity makes berries among the most cost-effective food crops. Investment recovery occurs rapidly compared to other fruit crops. Initial plant costs range from $5 to $15 per plant. First-year production often exceeds plant costs. Full production begins in second or third years. Mature plants provide 20 to 50 years of harvests. This longevity spreads initial costs over decades of production. Nutritional value justifies space allocation in survival gardens. Berries provide vitamin C, antioxidants, and natural sugars. Fresh fruit improves diet palatability and nutrition. Natural sugars provide quick energy for physical work. Antioxidants support health during stressful periods. These nutritional benefits complement staple crop production. Storage and preservation options extend harvest value beyond fresh eating seasons. Fresh berries store 3 to 7 days under refrigeration. Freezing preserves quality for 8 to 12 months. Dehydrating creates concentrated nutrition in shelf-stable form. Fermentation produces value-added products with enhanced nutrition. These preservation methods capture seasonal abundance for year-round use. Chapter 5. Building Your Minimum Effort Food System. Successful homestead food production follows natural patterns rather than fighting them. The 7 crops covered in previous chapters work together to create a self-sustaining system. Each plant contributes unique benefits while requiring minimal external inputs. Understanding these interactions transforms individual crops into integrated food production systems that improve yearly. Start with soil improvement rather than plant selection for long-term success and reduced maintenance. Healthy soil grows healthy plants with minimal intervention. This fundamental principle guides all other garden decisions. Poor soil requires constant inputs of fertilizers, pesticides, and water. Rich, living soil provides plants with everything they need while storing carbon and supporting beneficial organisms. The biological approach to soil building mimics natural forest systems. Add 2 to 4 inches of finished compost to planting areas each spring. This single practice eliminates most fertilizer needs while improving drainage and water retention. Compost feeds soil organisms that make nutrients available to plants. It also improves soil structure that supports healthy root development. Organic matter decomposition creates the foundation of fertile soil systems. Fresh organic matter feeds bacteria and fungi that cycle nutrients. These microorganisms convert organic matter into humus that holds nutrients and water. Humus also provides slow-release nutrition throughout growing seasons. This biological process continues for years after initial applications. No-till methods preserve soil structure and beneficial organisms while reducing labor. Create permanent growing beds rather than tilling annually. Till destroys fungal networks that support plant health. It also brings weed seeds to surface where they germinate. No-till systems build soil life while reducing maintenance requirements. Bed establishment techniques create productive growing areas with minimal disturbance. Mark bed edges with boards or stones to prevent accidental foot traffic. This protects soil structure from compaction. Remove existing vegetation through smothering or cultivation. Add organic matter directly to surface rather than incorporating through tilling. Cover crops protect and feed soil during off seasons when beds are empty. Plant crimson clover or winter rye in unused areas. These plants prevent erosion while adding organic matter. They also provide habitat for beneficial insects and wildlife. Cover crops capture and store nutrients that would otherwise leach away. Design your layout for maximum efficiency and minimum daily maintenance. Place frequently harvested crops closest to the house. Daily harvest crops like lettuce and beans deserve prime locations. Locate storage crops like potatoes in more distant areas. This arrangement reduces daily walking while ensuring proper care for high-maintenance plants. Microclimate management optimizes growing conditions within your property. Position tender crops against south-facing walls for extra warmth. Use raised beds for improved drainage and faster soil warming. Plant tall crops on north sides to prevent shading shorter plants. These strategic placements create favorable growing conditions. Water system design affects both plant health and maintenance efficiency. Group plants by water needs rather than plant families. Leafy greens require consistent moisture, while established fruit bushes tolerate drought. Create separate irrigation zones to prevent overwatering drought-tolerant crops. This targeted approach saves water while improving plant health. Path planning reduces maintenance time while protecting growing areas. Orient rows north to south for even sun exposure. This prevents tall plants from shading shorter ones. Space rows wide enough for comfortable walking and harvesting. Plan paths to connect all growing areas efficiently. Well-designed layouts reduce daily garden time significantly. Tool storage and organization improve efficiency while reducing work interruption. Keep essential tools near growing areas. Sharp knife for harvesting, hand cultivator for light weeding, and watering can for spot irrigation handle most garden tasks. Organized tool storage prevents time wasted searching for equipment. Quality tools last longer and work better than cheap alternatives. Implement succession planting for continuous harvests without overwhelming abundance. Plant lettuce and radishes every 2 weeks from early spring through fall. This provides steady supplies without gluts that lead to waste. Stagger bean plantings by 3 weeks for extended picking seasons. Continuous harvests spread workload while ensuring fresh food availability. Planning systems prevent gaps in food production while avoiding overwhelming harvests. Keep detailed planting records to optimize timing. Note planting dates, varieties, and harvest periods. This information guides future decisions and prevents repeated mistakes. Simple notebook entries work better than complex tracking systems. Seasonal planning extends productive periods while managing workload. Plan next season during current harvest periods. Order seeds during winter when selection is best. Prepare planting areas during calm weather rather than rushed spring conditions. Advanced planning prevents costly impulse purchases and poor timing decisions. Risk management through diversified planting reduces total crop failure potential. Plant multiple varieties of each crop for insurance against specific problems. Stagger planting times to spread weather risks. Use multiple growing areas to reduce localized damage. These strategies ensure food production even when individual plantings fail. Record keeping improves results through systematic observation and learning. Document successes and failures for future reference. Photograph problem areas and successful plantings. Note weather patterns and their effects on crops. This information becomes invaluable for long-term planning and problem-solving. Storage and preservation multiply garden value while providing food security through winter months. Root vegetables like potatoes store for months in cool, dark locations. No processing or energy input required for basic storage. Build simple root cellars or use basements for winter storage. Proper storage conditions maintain food quality for 6 to 8 months. Root cellar construction utilizes natural cooling for energy-free food storage. Dig storage areas below frost line for consistent temperatures. Use earth birming for insulation and temperature stability. Provide ventilation to prevent moisture buildup and spoilage. Simple construction provides decades of storage capacity. Dehydrating preserves summer abundance without expensive equipment or energy inputs. Leafy greens, beans, and squash dry successfully using ambient air. Electric dehydrators speed the process, but solar drying works well. Dried vegetables store in sealed containers for years without deterioration. This preservation method captures peak season nutrition. Fermentation preserves vegetables while adding beneficial bacteria to diets. Cabbage becomes sauerkraut through simple salt fermentation. Beans and other vegetables pickle in salt brine solutions. These methods require no special equipment or energy inputs. Fermented foods provide probiotics that support digestive health. Freezing works well for crops that don't store or dry successfully. Blanch vegetables briefly before freezing to maintain quality. Use proper containers to prevent freezer burn. Label containers with contents and dates. Frozen vegetables maintain nutrition for 8 to 12 months. Seed saving reduces future costs while improving crop adaptation to local conditions. Save seeds from best-performing plants each season. Open-pollinated varieties breed true to type. This genetic consistency ensures reliable results year after year. Hybrid varieties do not save reliably and should be avoided for seed saving. Seed selection criteria improve crops over time through careful observation. Choose plants that produce well under your specific conditions. Select for disease resistance, early maturity, and good flavor. Avoid saving seeds from plants that performed poorly. This selection pressure adapts crops to local growing conditions. Proper seed storage extends viability while reducing replacement costs. Dry seeds thoroughly before storage to prevent mold. Store in sealed containers in cool, dry locations. Label containers with variety and harvest date. Most vegetable seeds remain viable for 3 to 5 years with proper storage. Seed exchange builds community connections while increasing crop diversity. Exchange seeds with other gardeners to expand variety. Local plants often adapt better than distant varieties. Seed swaps provide backup sources when crops fail. These relationships also provide advice and support from experienced growers. Monitor and adjust growing systems rather than following rigid schedules. Plants indicate their needs through appearance and growth patterns. Yellowing leaves often signal nutrient deficiency or watering problems. Slow growth may indicate poor drainage or inadequate sunlight. Learning to read plant signals improves garden management. Environmental observation guides daily management decisions better than calendar schedules. Soil moisture testing determines watering needs more accurately than fixed schedules. Plant appearance indicates nutrient needs better than fertilizer calendars. Weather patterns affect pest and disease pressure more than seasonal averages. Adaptive management responds to changing conditions rather than rigid planning. Adjust planting schedules based on actual weather patterns. Modify irrigation based on seasonal rainfall. Change crop selections based on previous year results. Flexible systems produce better results than inflexible plans. Problem diagnosis skills prevent small issues from becoming major failures. Identify pest problems early when treatments are most effective. Recognize disease symptoms before they spread throughout plantings. Address nutrient deficiencies promptly to prevent yield loss. Early intervention prevents most serious garden problems. Create sustainable systems that improve yearly through careful observation and gradual expansion. Each season builds soil health, expands productive capacity, and reduces external inputs. After 3 to 5 years, well-managed homestead gardens become largely self-sufficient food production systems. This progression requires patience but creates lasting food security. System integration connects individual crops into productive wholes greater than their parts. Legume crops fix nitrogen for following crops. Deep-rooted plants bring nutrients to surface for shallow-rooted crops. Diverse plantings support beneficial insects that control pests naturally. Understanding these connections maximizes system productivity. Infrastructure development spreads costs over multiple years while building capacity. Start with basic tools and simple structures. Add irrigation systems gradually as production expands. Build storage facilities as harvests increase. This gradual approach prevents overwhelming initial investments. Knowledge acquisition accelerates through systematic learning and application. Read gardening books during winter months. Attend workshops and classes to learn new techniques. Visit successful gardens to observe best practices. Apply new knowledge gradually rather than changing everything at once. Community building provides support, knowledge, and resource sharing. Connect with local gardening groups for advice and encouragement. Participate in seed swaps and plant exchanges. Share surplus harvests with neighbors and friends. These relationships provide both practical support and social benefits. Time investment averages 2 to 4 hours weekly during growing season with efficient systems. Off-season maintenance requires 1 to 2 hours monthly. This minimal time commitment provides 50 to 80% of a family's vegetable needs. The return on investment improves each year as perennial crops mature and soil health increases. Efficiency improvements reduce time requirements while maintaining or increasing production. Proper tool selection and maintenance speeds routine tasks. Strategic garden layout reduces travel time between areas. Appropriate plant spacing reduces weeding and watering needs. These improvements compound over time. Seasonal workload distribution prevents overwhelming periods while maintaining productivity. Heavy work occurs during moderate weather periods. Daily maintenance tasks require minimal time investment. Harvest and preservation activities spread across growing seasons. This distribution makes food production sustainable with other life activities. Long-term sustainability balances production goals with available resources. Time, energy, and financial investments must match available resources. Gradual expansion prevents overcommitment that leads to abandonment. Sustainable systems provide food security without overwhelming lifestyle demands. This balance ensures long-term success and satisfaction. The goal is creating regenerative systems that give more than they take. Healthy soil stores carbon while producing food. Diverse plantings support wildlife while providing harvests. Perennial crops provide decades of production from single plantings. These systems contribute to both personal food security and environmental health. Success is measured not just in pounds of food produced, but in the health and resilience of the entire system.